The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Holly McCann, who is the whole systems visionary with Grail Leadership Dot Earth, which helps leaders and organizations to bring epic visions to life, unleashing mutual thriving of people and the earth through embodying roundtable leadership. And Holly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, likewise. And let's go ahead and start at the top. If you don't mind, give us a high-level overview of Grail Leadership, the company's history, mission, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. You know, Grail Leadership is sort of an entity all of its own. It's been fascinating for me to watch it emerge, and it literally has emerged. I've started so many businesses and been in corporate executive boardrooms and all that for many careers in my life. And Grail Leadership is a whole different beast. The way that I've created companies in the past is I start with an idea or a vision and I go and build it and get the resources and find the people and make it happen. And in this case, Grail Leadership was something that came literally from the inside out. There was several years of things wanting to emerge through me, different maps and models of ways that we can do business that really feel fresh and more honoring of life and the planet and each other. And so those were sort of bursting out of me. And then I started connecting with three other women who were really resonant, and we started sharing what we were coming up against. And we sort of, this roundtable sort of way of relating with each other sort of emerged there. And we would just be in this space of just a whole different feeling of like, wow, there is a whole lot of trust and mutual honoring here. And look what's emerging. Look what's showing us what wants to happen here on the planet in new ways of doing business. So it really has been from the inside out. And it's all about how we come together in true co-creation and collaboration, where we're each bringing all of ourselves and all of our gifts and genius to this round table. And we're supporting each other in being more of that. And it's all centered around a shared vision, or what I call an original intention, that's at the center that all of us are focusing in on, but we're bringing our sovereign, unique pieces to the table. And we're recognizing that everybody else at the table is doing the same. So it's not really a flat organization. It's what I call dynamic hierarchy, because everybody in the space just knows in this moment, this time for this person's genius to come forward and sort of quote lead. And then in the next moment, it'll be someone else's. And so it's really much more of a fluid dynamic. You know, it's not to say hierarchy is bad. It's just rigid, fixed hierarchy that is based on like one person or group having all of the authority, all of the power. It recognizes that everyone around the table has something invaluable to bring and contribute. And so it's more of a experience and a whole different energy than what we're used to in typical business or corporate organizations.
Oh, that's awesome. Appreciate that rundown there. And yeah, I think what you're doing there really hits the nail on the head, because I think in many ways, most people are tired of the same old ways of how organizations and companies operate. You know, like you said, very much of a hierarchy, leads to employee burnout. A lot of people are unhappy in those types of structures. And the one thing that really caught my eye is that you're really focused on coaching around the mutual thriving of people and earth. I thought that was really neat. So tell us more about, I guess, the mutual thriving part and the earth component too in there.
Yeah. It's interesting because that question of like, do people really need coaching around the mutual thriving of people and the earth? I hold it very differently. I mean, the short answer would be no. No one needs coaching. We're not broken. We don't need to be fixed. I mean, that's really often how the coaching model sort of achieve some measure of success, is sort of this underlying presumption and message that you're broken, I have an answer that will fix you. And that just keeps everyone in a loop of feeling like they're broken and there's something wrong and it needs to be fixed. For me, the notion of mutual thriving and this roundtable leadership is something that is innately in us as humans. And it really, what happens is less of a coaching and more of a like holding a space where people can start to see all the things that are in the way of experiencing life as that mutual thriving. So there's something that I hold in Grail Leadership called sovereign unity. And it sounds like a paradox, like how can there be sovereignty and unity all in once? But in my world, they can't exist without the other. They're this in some ways you would call it the hieros gamos, or the marriage of the masculine and feminine. It's taking polarities that often are in contradiction and opposition to each other and finding the space in which they dance in a way that brings both of them out in an even more amazing way. And so when I talk about the sovereignty piece, it's like recognizing that we each have this incredible, unique genius within us, an energy and a message and wisdom that we all bring in our own unique way. And then the unity piece is realizing that at its core, we are the earth. Our bodies are made up of all of the elements of the earth. We are connected to each other. We are connected to the earth through this inextricable intertwining that exists as humans in relationship with the earth. So the more we can realize that, the more we realize if I'm harming someone else or judging someone else, ultimately I'm really just harming or judging myself. So it's this coaching thing about mutual thriving is really just unlocking and unleashing this innate message that we already have within us. We already know this. It's just getting out of our own way of all the things that we've been conditioned and programmed to believe that it's not that, that we need to hoard, we need to like protect what I have from what someone else has, and we need to compete for most resources. It's really flipping that on its head and saying, like, actually, the more I give, the more I'm receiving, the more I'm being fulfilled and filled up by my being able to express my genius in the world and serving others. Because what happens when we fill up that cup ourselves, and we're so full of our own energy and love for ourselves and appreciation for ourselves, it sort of bubbles out like this cup overflowing, where we can't help but serve others, serve the planet, not from a martyrdom sacrificial way, but from a like, this lights me up so much, I can't wait to share this with you. And then when everyone's doing that, it just works in this amazing sort of puzzle that fits together so beautifully without any trying or efforting.
Oh, nice. That's really cool. So let's dive in and tell us more about how these, your workshops and offerings work when it comes to roundtable leadership. Because I imagine you really need to work with a group of people and each person kind of pull out talents that they probably didn't realize they had or their special light, right?
Yeah. It's interesting. So I tend to go based on resonance. And so it's not like in my old days when I was doing coaching programs and things like that and business models and companies, I would start with like, I need to bring these people in and I need to pay them this much and hire them and to do this. And, or in a coaching world, it's like, I need to have people see that they need to work with me or whatever. This is like, we're putting out a message like, hey, we're gathering the round table. And when people say, well, when does it start? I mean, the answer is when the roundtable is full. And well, how do I know if I'm a part of this? Well, do you resonate with the message? Do you resonate with like, oh, actually, I have something incredible to contribute to this new emerging planet that we see of mutual thriving? And so it's sort of like watching what happens when people start to sort of get attracted in to this core original intention of we want to bring together the pioneers who have these sort of initiatives and visions within them of regenerating the planet, whether it's through organic farming, whether it's through resilient building materials, whether it's anything that they have to offer, some new technology that serves the planet and others. But they know they have this thing in them that they're wanting to co-create with others that are feeling a similar way. And so when that round table comes together, I see it as these, you know, if you have a round table and then you have each seat around the round table is a whole and complete sphere that they're bringing all of themselves forward. And then those spheres start dancing with each other. So it's really this kind of model of like, I want to be around people who feel the same way, who resonate with this notion of there is a whole different way of operating that's emerging on the planet that more and more people are getting excited about. And we don't even have to go build it and go create it. We just have to like realize it's already here and swim in that energy more and more. And realizing that when I'm around other people who are swimming in that same energy, something else magical starts to happen, starts to emerge from that, that's greater than all of us and greater than the sum of all the parts. And so it's really this invitation. There's no cajoling, there's no psychic manipulation or psychological manipulation. And no urgency of like, you have to join now or else you'll miss out. It's sort of like, do you resonate? Great, join us. And when there's, you know, when the group that starts to come together feels like, you know what, we've got all the people we need right now, let's go, it starts. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, but that's how we're approaching it.
It really does. That's awesome. Very cool. Very unique. Definitely. Mm. And also too, your website is grailleadership.earth. You all are .earth domain users. Why did you choose .earth?
Yeah. So for us, again, like realizing that we are in a symbiotic relationship with the planet, with all of nature, with the earth. We are part of the earth and the earth is part of us. And so anything that we're doing is both serving us individually, serving our teams, serving our initiatives, and serving the earth at the same time and humanity. So to have it be like a .com, I mean, .com is sort of like commercial, right? Which tends to be in that extractive, I'm going to do something and I'm going to receive payment and try to get the most profit that I have from, you know, giving the least and taking the most. That doesn't really resonate. And the .org doesn't really resonate anymore because it tends to be this nonprofit charity, which in and itself is sort of a dysfunctional extractive energy. So .earth was just a natural. It was like, of course, why would we not use .earth? I mean, it's Grail leadership is what I like to think of, the Holy Grail, spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y. We're all coming together in wholeness. The earth is coming together in wholeness. We're in wholeness with, in symbiotic relationship with the earth and all of her inhabitants. It just makes perfect sense. Feels way more aligned for what we're holding.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Holly, for those insights. I really appreciate that. And for our last question is really, what does the future hold for Grail leadership? But I'll also throw in, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed? So it's a two-part question.
Great. Yeah, I, again, not surprisingly, hold a very different view of the future of an organization. You know, often in the conventional narrative, there's sort of organizations are built for growth and longevity, and we got to do all the things that make the thing survive. In my world, fulfillment of the vision and mission of Grail leadership is when Grail leadership is obsolete, meaning there is no need for like, here's how we can, you know, do leadership differently, because we're just naturally doing that. It's just the way the world works. So there would be no need for a Grail leadership to be showing any different way, because it's just who we are, how we operate, how we live. We're living in mutual thriving. What serves me also serves the whole and serves each other. And we're getting out of this extractive form of isolationism and competition and all of that. So, you know, the future for Grail leadership in the near term is extremely exciting and extremely unknown. The way that I hold it is it will be whatever wants to emerge through this space that we're holding. And that's often far better, far more interesting, far more fascinating than anything that I can come up with. Like, well, in 5 years, we will have 10,000 members and we'll be doing 20 projects. You know, who knows what's going to emerge? I don't. It's really a product of the collective group that comes together that will shape, and what the earth wants, what humanity wants, what we each want in this co-creative game that we're playing. That's what will define what the future holds for Grail leadership. And a lot of people are uncomfortable with that of like, well, that doesn't sound very grounded or realistic. And for me, the vantage that I'm holding is that actually business plans that have a 5-year projection of like where the company will be and what we'll be doing is pretty unrealistic, because it's not how life works. It's not how nature works. So I revel in the unknown, because it means there is lots of room for magic and possibility.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, what a perfect way to end this Voices Daughter podcast interview with Holly McCann, who is the whole systems visionary with GrailLeadership.Earth, which, as you heard, helps leaders and organizations to bring epic visions to life, unleashing mutual thriving of people and the earth through embodying roundtable leadership. And Holly, thank you so much for your time today.
You are so welcome. It's always my pleasure to share this. I love it. It's my passion. It's my joy.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.